the Boo Birds became a big topic of yesterday, and it's less that there were boos, and it was more the amount of boos. And I kind of feel like if anybody is taking a shot at fans who paid their hard-earned money to go to that game and spent their entire day at that game, if your biggest problem, or even in the top five, is the fans booed too much, I think you're missing the ever-loving point.
Remember Miles a couple weeks ago? Miles was like, yeah, they paid the money. They get to go ahead and do this, and we have to kind of own that. I don't think Miles thought he was going to have it twice in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Remember the Vikings player? Vikings player a couple weeks ago came out, and he was like, I can't believe they booed and they did this. It was like, or sorry, it wasn't a Vikings player. Vikings have been winning a lot of games. There was somebody random in the NFL that was doing that, though, and I cannot remember for the life of me who that is.
We're so close to getting to the bottom of the...
Not going to happen.
We're going to find this guy.
We're going to get this guy. We're going to get this guy, this unnamed football player. But like, I always think that, yeah, you have the right to boo. You have the right to chant. You have the right to do whatever you want.
Well, and I think the idea of... So I'll be honest with you. I think there's a little bit more booing going on naturally because of the Deshaun thing hanging over everybody's head.
Yeah,
so I think we are quicker to boo right now. I also think, like, that one, I think you felt, this is how it's different than Dallas. There were so many minutes and so many moments in that game late where, and you said it about, what, the Jerome Ford fumble, where you were like, we're scoring on this drive.
For sure, I thought they were scoring on that drive.
And I'll be honest with you, I thought the same thing. I'm like, you got the two-point conversion, you got into the end zone for the second time with Amari. Like, they've got nothing. They're out of gas. You've got an opportunity here. And then it was the Amari fumble. It was a Cedric Tillman drop on 4th and 5. Like, here's the thing. If the Browns were 3-0 going to that game and you get booed, all right, that's a little ridiculous. If the Browns had had successful winning seasons 10 times in a row, if they're the Chiefs, all right, as embarrassing as that was, you're not booing. But what I think people miss with the criticism of the booing is how hard it is to be where the Browns are when this is not where you expected to be. Like, I'll be honest with you, man. There are some days I am taking these losses so much harder than 2017. I'm taking them so much harder than 2022, even. Because the whole point was, well, if we just wait a little bit longer, this thing's going to pay. And it's not just about Deshaun. It's this culture is going to hit a gear. And to be here, and it's not, this is where it's not about Deshaun, to be 5 years in and talking about effort, focus, playing hard together as opposed to just playing hard, communication, like the basic nuances, to be talking about that in season 5 here is just a little frustrating.
Well, it feels like we're never going to actually get there, Nick.
Yeah. And again, I think that's a recency bias thing. But think about it. If, like, in that moment, I got no problem with fans popping off, even if it's a little bit more than normal early in the season, because it's not just about one game.
Or were they popping off because they popped off because they love a chance to boo Deshaun, or were they popping off because they were genuinely like, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing we've ever seen, and we hate this team now, and everything that you saw post-game?
Can it be yes?
It can be, if you want it to be. Like, I'll say this, on top of that, though, I'll give credit to Deshaun. You know, Deshaun now, this has been, I think, 2 weeks in a row where a lot of people thought mentally he would just completely fall down and not be able to do anything. And I thought he was getting better and better as the game moved on. I thought he did put the team in the right position. I thought he was going to score if Ford hadn't fumbled. And I did think that the throw to Tillman was spot on. Like, if people are booing Deshaun and you think it's going to get to him in any sort of way, it hasn't. And I think that's something that you can at least commend Deshaun for.
So can I say that, though? Is commending him for his hard effort?
I know what you're thinking. It doesn't matter. They lost the game anyway. Who cares?
Well, no, that's not what I'm thinking. But I'm wondering whether fans feel that same way. You know what? I know you, because I thought guys, he got his ass beat.
I mean, I think people think that he's mentally weak, mentally soft, mentally just as tiny as it gets, and it's just not true.
Yeah, I mean,
saw another example of why it's not true just yesterday.
Yeah, and I just think, like, that's the kind of thing that if you get the win, we're talking about Deshaun's toughness, but that maybe because they got the loss, it's like in bad taste. Or it's being Watson apologists, which I think you and I have been accused of at various points over the last year.
Yeah, because even though we don't defend him, we just don't bash him at every opportunity. Yeah. So clearly we're like the biggest defenders ever.
You know, JP, the sun came out today. Cannot believe Deshaun Watson put the clouds in the sky. Like, that is to the level of criticism of Deshaun. And that doesn't mean that Deshaun is blameless. It's just wild how, like, well, but Deshaun's not playing well enough. So he wanted the offense changed. So he broke Kevin Stefanski. Like, Kevin Stefanski's a head coach. Like, if switching an offense or a scheme breaks you, we probably got bigger issues there. 216-474-0092. Did they get booed too much? Because I saw some
between that and the "We want Jameis" chants.
I thought I think that to me is I was going to say specifically about
Deshaun. Tell me on it. I mean, yeah, it's 100% of Deshaun, and Deshaun's hearing. He's hearing "We want Jameis" chants, and then delivered what I think were probably the best two drives he had of the game, where he didn't find the end zone. And listen, I'm not gonna wipe him away of any sort of blame. That's not what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot that was not great with Deshaun yesterday. There was a lot that was not great with the offense yesterday. But he didn't just lay down and die. I think a lot of people, if they're counting for your backup and they're screaming for your backup, I think you lay down and die in that scenario.
Is toughness the way? Like, I know winning is the ultimate way to Browns fans' heart. Is this going to be like a Rocky scenario with by the 12th round? If Deshaun continues to get up as he's just getting his ass kicked, does that get him any kind of endearment from Browns fans?
Well, I guess I would ask, what does the Browns fan want in that situation? Because you're not going to get what you actually want. You think the cheers are going to have Kevin Stefanski have this aha moment, like, oh, the fans are right. Jameis, come on down. Yeah, let's do this. You talked me into it. It's not going to happen.
I think what the fan that is booing Deshaun or chanting for Jameis there, I think they'd rather get the early victory of, well, I guess he's just not cut out for it, even if that sacrifices the rest of the season. I do think we're getting there for some Browns fans.
So I could cut off your nose despite your face.
Yeah, and I can't get there. Like in analyzing Deshaun, like if the only bit of analysis you can give is, well, it didn't meet the highest bar, I don't think that's analysis. Like I think if you don't go, well, all right, the first half, I don't know what to make of it. Third quarter was objectively awful because the throws were missed all over the place, and he showed some guts in the fourth quarter. Like, if you can't take that away, then I think you're watching every single snap with, well, he just sucks.
Which, I think there are some people that are like that.
Which I think that's fine for fans. I don't think you can do that in the media, and I think there's plenty of people in the media that it's just confirmation bias. Real quick, let's go with Randy, because Randy disagrees with us here a little bit, if I can get this going. Randy, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon, buddy. What you got?
Hey, all right. Got a bit of a rant here, so let me get right to it. So
are you
I
in
agree
the toilet?
With what you were saying. Oh, sorry.
Talking through a tin can.
Oh, no,
we got you flustered, Randy. It's
sorry.
Okay.
You
it's
started fine. So hot. This is on me.
I feel the main question is Ross Tucker in there, too.
All right, is there any better?
A little bit better. All right.
Ross on the call this weekend.
Look at that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I agree with what you were saying a bit earlier that, hey, for the Browns, it's still relatively early. We played three games. There's still some time to clean things up. But to me, like, that only applies for coaches, for players who have shown me something in the past. So, like, Jim Schwartz, I have confidence in him. He can get our defense playing well because he led us to one of the top-ranked defenses last year. For Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, led us to two playoff appearances in 4 years. I have confidence that he can fix some issues we have going on. Players like Cooper, Teller, Betonio, if they say they're going to fix things, they can play better. I trust them because I've seen them play at a high level for many years. But what I don't have confidence in or faith in are players who have shown me nothing for years now. And for me, I'm talking mainly about Deshaun because it's now year three with him. And for 90% of the time he's on the field, sure, he's shown some flashes, but 90% of the time it's been the same type of performance. And that is really a bottom five quarterback play. So with yesterday's game, to be fair, I don't think Deshaun played well, but there were many other people, positions, coaches to blame for that loss as well. But having said that, in today's NFL, it's all about the quarterback. And I think even with consistently average quarterback play, it will help mask or fix a lot of the issues we have. So our O-line, it's in shambles right now, no doubt. But a lot of those sacks yesterday, or a good majority, and really since Watson's been playing with us, is because he either holds onto the ball too long, he runs into sacks, he has zero pocket presence. If his first read is not open, he panics. He starts to scramble. And he often finds himself either getting sacked or making an off-balance throw or getting hit as he's trying to pass. So a QB that can get rid of the ball quickly, that can read a defense, make changes to the line of scrimmage, audible. I can't remember the last time it was Deshaun audible. That can play both under center and in shotgun will cover up a lot of holes. Because Deshaun is so inaccurate, they can bring 6-7 guys and just tee off on him because he has not proven since he's been with us that he can hit the guys, you know, on target. So my point is basically things are not going to change. Yeah, we have some issues right now, but until Watson, he's not going to be the player he was in Houston. And with each passing week, I don't even think he can be a consistently average quarterback. And until we replace him at quarterback, he's going to be the main source of our problems. And I think the sooner we replace him, the better. And I don't know if Jameis is the answer. I can't imagine he's much worse, but I really think if Watson stays in the rest of the year, we're a 5-6 team win max. So,
Randy, we got to run, but please remember to courtesy flush, okay?
Yeah, all right.
I feel like that was a tepid admission that that's exactly what was going on there.
Yeah.
Listen, that's where you, if you're okay. Nope, not going there. If you're getting paid to do that on company time, you might as well make a call to the local sports talk show as well.